Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Keep talking.
What do you want me to say? So apparently you think we sound funny. We are not robots.
Blake, do like a harder, faster, stronger. Give me some Daft Punk.
Harder, faster, stronger.
You can be anywhere in the world and check it out. See who gets picked where.
Oh, what a day. We sit up here. Look at this draft guru, Gilbrand, the late, the great Gilbrand. This man is seen more talent than anybody. Oh, a phone is ringing. Michael Crabtree. Hello? They won't say who it is. I bet you want to know also. I want to know who is that guy calling Michael Crabtree and when is he going to go. We'll be back after these messages.
Anyway, I'm here. I work for Dallas, a radio station called The Ticket. We've got a really good station here, BJ, and we'd love for you to read a liner. And if you do, you'll get a surprise.
What is a surprise?
Well, Ernie wanted me to ask you if you read this liner that, what was it, Ernie? I forgot. What was it I was supposed to say?
You know what? BJ is from the Fiji Islands, and you know, it's a long way from the Fiji to America. And you know, for all his travel time, I thought you were going to do him a favor.
He wants a sexual favor, is what he's saying.
Sexual favor?
Yeah. That's what Ernie wanted. Ernie said, come over here and get it.
Nothing wrong with that, though, is it?
This is all in the radio? I can't say this.
It's all in the radio, BJ. Can you read this liner for me on my radio?
I am BJ Singh, and I never listened to Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, BJ. Thank you very much.
All right, Bob.
All right. Now, Ernie, I guess, what do we do now?
You're going to ask him for the sexual favor. He didn't say what he wanted.
So, what would you like? And what would you like?
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, bye. I love you. Take care. Crank it up tomorrow. All right. Hey, Ernie, that was funny. Thank you. I appreciate it. That was a blast. Bye, BJ. Bye, Ernie. Thank you.
Hi, cheers, my darling. Hey, listen. You still got very, very nice eyes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
A real liner? All right. Hey, this is Hawkeye from New Country 96.3. I never listen to Dan and Jake unless possibly I'm calling as somebody else.
Whoa.
It's just afternoon, so pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back and hang in the Hang Zone.
Glad you just don't want your daughter to see you acting like a little girl.
We're in close quarters here, and you've got a wasp in the
bit. It doesn't sting.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
It's like the baseball of cities. Humid.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobb.
And it's got the big D.
I like meat picks.
Blake Jones. Who? Blake Jones.
We're back to Pittsburgh. I was at a wedding last weekend.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to 3, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
F*** everybody!
Hell yeah!
All right, so equal footing. Big NBA dunk. Drone strike in a foreign country as we're killing people. Or Sorori on Twitch. Those could all elicit the same amount of joy and excitement.
That's quite a medal stand.
It is Monday, Feb 22. This is Hang Zone show number 242. It is show number 199 right here. Above my heavily damaged garage.
Mm.
I see we are all on Twitch. Not Twitch. We are all on Zoom. Looking at Julie and her soft filter. Like if you ever see a female walk onto the screen in the old Star Trek series, you will notice they put some kind of a soft filter over them. And then there'll be a little
dude, your references are out of control. Everyone
soothing music under it as well.
Was that your inspiration here, Jules?
I didn't know about that, but I feel like we all look better with a little bit of a soft filter.
She's frozen.
You know what I mean?
She's frozen, and she loves Frozen. Mino's hot back is there, covered back by a sweatshirt. And there is old Blake Jones. Blake Jones. I think that'd be a good kid drop for Blake Jones. Just get the Blake Jones drop.
We could do that.
For kid. I have the chinos.
See that. That's a nice pair.
Which I do like, but it does seem like it rides up on your ankle. Like, I wear a 34 length, and it seems fine, but then when you sit down, it really comes up. So I'm not sure what to do about that, Jake.
Let those ankles breathe a little bit, my man.
It's my COVID itchy ankle.
You got a hot ankle.
Still got some itchiness going on. It's really weird.
It's a regular day, Dan.
Oh, I wanted to mention this, too. It is a regular day, and who just thought an average mundane Monday could make you so happy?
I was thinking about that a lot.
I feel so wonderful and blessed and ready to start a new week, and I can't believe it was only 1 week that we just went through, but it's now done, and here we are like it's almost summer. Look outside.
I'm relatively certain I know where I'll be sleeping tonight. I know that if I need food, I can probably get it.
Might not be able to get a pallet of water from your Kroger or Tom Thumb or wherever you go, but I went yesterday, did a little stocking up. And
picked over?
Not one bottle of water.
Wow.
Available.
Gallon?
But
probably could have got a gallon.
Could have got a gallon. Actually, don't have to boil my water. I had a few pots in the fridge of boiled water, because that's what I had to do this weekend. And then if you want to make your coffee, you got to dip into the big pot of boiled water.
So all that adds up to basically the last however many months, let's just go with 12, serves to continually lower the bar of what your day-to-day existence is. And then when you just have a regular day.
Like an average. It's Monday. You hate Monday, right? Yeah.
Finally Monday.
It's finally.
I'm so happy that it's Monday.
Finally Monday. My house isn't underwater on finally Monday. So
we've been dreaming
just
gotta
keep lowering the bar.
We've been dreaming for just a regular Monday where there's local sports games on. We can ingest some of that. I don't know about you, but my weekend consisted of lots and lots of digging out of this mess and cleanup.
Yeah.
And talking to plumbers and stuff and car stuff and trying to get some food in here that wasn't the same food. And so I don't even know if I don't think any local sports teams played any games this weekend, but I also don't care.
Yeah, so you're correct.
I saw kind of on Twitter, oh, look, there's something going on in golf, or there's something going on.
It
looks
NBA.
Like there's a hockey game playing at a golf course or something, but I can't.
At 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah, but but you know what? I don't care. I'm effing exhausted.
That's the thing, man, that you take for granted is, I mean, it was bad enough after COVID exhaustion levels, but when you have to be in fight or flight mode pretty much all day for a week, I woke up on Saturday and was panicked, like, what do I have to do today? Because every day has been a nightmare of, are we going to be able to get on the air? Does the kid have somewhere to be today? Is my extended family okay and alive? And I woke up on Saturday, I'm like, well, what do I do? This is just kind of a normal day, and it just took probably a full day to not feel.
Boy, it wasn't
like
normal.
Adrenaline was. I know not for you.
Nothing
but
was
by
normal
Saturday.
This
I was, you know, and then Sunday, enjoy a little NBA and
so you
get
did,
excited for finally Monday.
You did get to sports. See, so what we had was a busted pipe in the garage, and many things in this home. This home was built in the 80s. And many things are just ass backwards, or bass ackwards, as they say, right? Just whatever. Things don't make any sense. It'll be from the you know, light switch to the bathroom is outside the bathroom, or
yeah,
just little stuff like that. Quirks. But apparently these plumbers are like, boy, why'd they do this?
That's never words you want to hear. Boy, from a guy who comes out to fix something.
That was lazy. They didn't have to have the pipe where it was, and they left it non-insulated because they were lazy when they built it. And they're like, yeah, if this was done right in the beginning, it wouldn't have burst. And
yeah, you don't want him to say, huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's never good.
And now it's affected the water pressure, which is really, I'm just happy to have water, so now it's hard to complain about the pressure. But the plumbers ripped apart the wall/ceiling of the garage and, you know, took the utility sink out and capped everything off, so that's cool. We can have a shower. But the garage was totally flooded. And that meant, you know, here's how it is when you're a dude with this job, which is a great job. But we used to always joke about, you know, I would get home from work and I'm handed a crying baby. Because mm-hmm. wife is very tired from working with baby and now it's time for her break. Well, yeah, but you've been working all day. What about time for your break? Well, no, now you're going to be a father because you're going to take care of crying baby while you're going to give me a second of a break here. And I go, okay. And it's kind of a detriment to having this job because it's thought of as too fun of a job.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were at fun today. Mm-hmm. You weren't at work. So now you're home and now you get to do some work. I've been doing this all day. So when I did get back from my fun stay at Cash Saroy's, which was, I do love it. It was a great time. Who is cleaning the garage that's been flooded?
Yeah.
Well, she's been dealing with this crap all week, keeping a fire lit, boiling water, entertaining the bored daughter, which is harder than you think. You know, just whatever, keeping the household going. So she definitely needed a break. I understand that.
This is also the problem I tried to explain to you about going to Cash's house, because Cash's house is like the ticket of places to stay. It's the best.
Yeah, I couldn't tell her how good it was.
So that's the thing is that
she wanted a picture or
told
a video.
Her it was Mido's house and have him take some pictures of the rat eating the ramen in the corner. Yeah. Like, ugh,
why didn't
horrible.
You go to Mido's, Dan?
I think I have fleas, something like that. You needed to upsell or really downsell.
Right. Well. Yeah, so...
But instead she gets family photos of you, Cash, Mary, and the two Labradoodles.
So in
dinners.
A sense, this will make things better for the future, just like you hope the whole grid failure will open some eyes and we will then change how this works, because there are many places in the world that have proven we can overcome weather problems.
You got it.
Have electricity slash gas slash water while mm-hmm. we're in below freezing for more.
It's a lot
it was
of
only a
ask.
Few days.
Yeah.
That's the shocking thing is, you know, you think they're laughing at us from up north when we get a little snow and we can't drive? Well, how about this major failure?
It was only a few days, but it was also historically widespread.
Well, whatever,
you know what I mean?
Though.
Like, whenever you see, like, oh, it's...
Yeah, but
wasn't,
we weren't under
up.
10 feet of snow.
No,
we were
right.
We were under cold. There wasn't even... You can't even explain to somebody why this happened. Like, we like to strut around, like, oh, we're going to secede from the Union. We're the best. And we're not. We suck.
Hey.
Texas sucks.
We suck
easy.
At cold. We
take
suck
easy,
at cold.
Man.
Well, not today. Don't tell me take it easy today. Maybe give me a week to rekindle my love for Texas. But and right now I'm thinking this sucks. And our need to be so independent from everybody maybe is not that great of an idea. Can I say that for a day?
Very mean to Texas.
So possibly...
What,
I don't want to hear it from you.
What does the weather look like today? It's like 70. The rest of those people that had the cold weather over the weekend still have it. They're going to have it for like a month or like 3 months. We got
it for a few days. Let's just fix one part of it.
And yes, we have no idea how to handle it.
Give us a giant Elon Musk power wall for the state. Put that down there, Trump. Put a power wall.
He's yelling at Trump now.
I will build a power wall.
And make Mexico pay for the power wall.
Well, I don't care who pays for it, but what if we just had a big giant power wall between us and Mexico?
Don't even know what that is.
How many problems have we solved? We've killed two birds right there. The people can't get across from Mexico, and we're going to get full power whenever we want it. No, but I want to say, so that's on a giant scale, how we can make things better. On a Dan-centric scale, if we zoom in to my garage, so I had a ton of stuff stored under workbench or wherever. A lot of it was paint that we may or may not ever use, but they came and paint our house. Every room is painted a different color, so we save the excess paint.
Yeah, I have that too.
You guys have that too?
Yeah, it's like you've got to save the extra paint because you might need it someday, and then it sits there for like a decade.
We also redid the kitchen 8 years ago or something, so we have a ton of tile or whatever it is. Let's just call it tile.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Floor
exactly.
stuff.
Some grout.
Floor stuff. Grout. Whatever. Grout is between it. Never mind. I won't continue. But, so those weigh 1 million pounds each to move one of those. Well, those were all in cardboard boxes, which, when they get soaked, just peel off, and now the tile is sitting there on the top of a piece of cardboard, shoved way back in the corner that I have to, you know, lay on my belly to get under the workbench to pull it out. And anyway, in the future, as this week unfolds, in the wonderful, like you said, Julie, 60 to 70 degree weather, I can just walk outside. You'll see all the tile sitting out the outside the front of the garage. I will replace the cardboard boxes with some kind of a plastic box. We will now upgrade. So this is going to be good for the future. But it sucks in the present that it caused a disaster to make me actually say, hey, maybe storing these paint cans in cardboard boxes is not a good idea in case there was a leak or something in the garage.
I'm sure there are some people and some families that there's utility in keeping the paint for. And I guess I've seen my wife do some, you know, she'll take some paint that she used for one room and she'll paint a chair. She's always doing, I don't know what she does. She buys cheap stuff on the internet and then tries to fix it up.
She does a good job at that. Your
DIY.
House is very nice looking.
Yeah, she's really into that. But I also think even given that, there's no need for the amount of paint that we have in our garage.
Right. Well,
and I would say 95% of people... You're not going to touch that.
Never going to touch the paint.
We had a new...
The tile, probably not either.
We had a new thermostat put in a couple years ago when our air conditioner went out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had a blank spot where the old one was painted around. So we did dig out the paint. You know, 7 months later, after looking at the bad paint job, it's just in the bedroom. Nobody sees it. You know, dug out that and kind of... You know, painted over that, and now it looks like more normal. But that's the only time I can remember living here almost 10 years. We have, I think I counted, it was 28 cans of paint.
See, they're just, that's absurd.
And we used one, you know, little couple of drops of one of them for a touch-up around the thing. So,
but here you are moving 3,000 paint cans.
But now I have to buy, I have to find the correct... plastic bin that will fit because I had to measure that, and then we got to check Home Depot, Lowe's, container store, internet,
Listen,
somewhere to buy all these plastic containers for the paint that I'll never use.
In the year of Dan, it doesn't mean every day is going to be the day of Dan in the year of Dan. There may be a couple dips and blips.
I would not have scheduled this cold thing
no.
for the year of Dan. Now, I would have scheduled a nice snow. Been looking forward to a nice snow for a few years now. But
I mean, I got the necessary kid picks in the snow. It's just that later on, whenever we have to tell her about it and we're looking at the pictures, like that ever happens, we'll be like, oh, yeah, we were basically homeless. We were
one more thing. I'm sorry to hog up all our weekend check.
We got more shows.
All right. But one more thing I just want to say as far as me is concerned.
Plus, so what do you think at least two of the three back then had going on? That would take 10 seconds. Nothing.
Yeah. Let's talk more,
Dan.
That's
insulting.
Mino sat in apartment, ate ramen.
Mine didn't catch on fire.
Blake played
video
games.
All right.
Yeah. There you go. Back to Dan.
Why else I feel good? Not only it's now almost 70 degrees and I'm wearing chinos and things are looking great. You know, the garage is now pretty clean and things are outside the garage and we'll, you know, we're moving forward. We're in a positive direction. But I also got the nice beard trim and it's just feeling great. It's just, and I was thinking I could rub this in on Jake and totally shave clean. But then I thought, you know what? I'm going to be really cool. And I'm going to just give myself a trim. So I did shave the neck, though. My God, my neck was itchy. I was, it was 4 or 5 days between neck shaves. And then I even went up on the top cheek. I said, you know what? I'm going to put a little shaving cream right there. We're just going to clean it up a little bit below the eyes. So it's down. So I still have the feel and look of a beard, but it's much shorter. And it just, I feel like $100. I feel like moving forward, and it's just, do you know how different you can feel?
You look squared away, Dan.
I feel squared away, and I think most dudes understand what I... Oh, you haven't shaved, Jake.
Are you done?
Just having a little fun, just funning.
I'm now doing the mental math of whether or not he'll take it easier or harder on me if I let him know what a disaster this is for me on the home front. Because I could see it going either way. Maybe he'll say, I would just like to make things worse. Or maybe he'll say, well, that seems bad enough. Maybe I'll take a week off.
You know who you're dealing with?
He's changed a lot in the last 5 years. And
new
I'm
Dan,
trying to recognize
yeah.
It.
This is different Dan for sure. Well, no real... No real changes can be made until we consult the Afternoon Allies, right?
Yeah.
I think we're pretty big on that. Maybe we'll pop Kristen on sometime, too. Because I do talk to women very well on your behalf. I proved that last week.
You did. You got me another day in the house.
Smooth things over with Laura.
Yeah. And I'm not doing the show in a closet, so I'm happy.
No. We're just above a crumbling garage. But that is a step up. All right, let's get things going. We do actually have sports today. So should we start off with DFW Sports Today? What say you, Filtered Julie?
Let's do it.